Hello and welcome to Pullbox Picks. I'm your host, Dave Slusher. Pullbox Picks is part of the Reader Feed, which is part of the Comic Book Noise Network and a proud member of all of that. Thank you, Reader Feed. Thank you, Comic Book Noise. Thank you, Derek Coward. In this episode, I'd like to talk about Velvet from Image Comics. When I go and I get my comics from the comic shop, I generally read them in basically a ramshackle order. There are three current comics that I always move to the top of the pile because I just can't wait to get to them. They are Saga, which I've already talked about on the show, The Massive, which I've already talked about on the show, and the recent, most recent addition to that list is Velvet from Image Comics. I love this series so much. It's been a little bit late and not quite on a monthly schedule, which kind of bums me out because I just can't wait to read the next issue every single time. The creative team is Ed Brubaker and Steve Epting, which is the creative team from the classic like Captain America Winter Soldier run that was the basis of the recent movie. It's the same guys. And Steve Epting, honestly, I was away from comics kind of when they kind of rose to their prominence and had their Captain America run. So I didn't have a wealth of knowledge of Steve Epting until I started reading this series, even though most people in comics know him pretty well. And I am blown away by how good the art is in here. And a little bit later, I'll talk about some of the subtleties that he's able to get across that I think a lot of artists might not be able to sell. And that's part of what makes this series work. So the basic setup of the series is kind of imagine the premise if James Bond were killed, and it turns out that the baddest ass agent around is Moneypenny. And it's not that she's a secretary, it's that she's a field agent who has been benched for some mysterious reason. And she decides to leave the bench, go rogue, and track down his killer. That's basically the premise of Velvet. It's very similar to that. And it is just fantastic. There's so many things that I like about this. I like that it's an older, not just that it's a female protagonist, but an older protagonist. She's or somewhere in her early to mid 40s in this, and she still kicks ass, but it's not unrealistic. It's not like, okay, well, this, you know, 44-year-old woman who hasn't been in the field in 18 years comes off and then just kicks everyone's ass and you know, runs roughshod over everybody. She feels it. She screws things up that she wouldn't have screwed up if she was younger and kind of back in her prime. And there's flashbacks. And this is where Steve Epting and his abilities and to sell the subtleties really comes across, because she looks, when you look at the, like at the close up panel, she looks in her 40s. And when he has a flashback from 10 years ago, she looks in her 30s. And when he has flashbacks from 20 years previous, she looks in her 20s. He's really able to sell that. I mean, just, and it's just subtle, you know, just subtle little bits. It's not, you know, it's not like some kind of ridiculous over the top aging makeup. It's just, you know, in some cases, just the looks in the eye, you know, older people kind of look like they've been through more, and he's able to sell that. And I don't know that I can think back to a comic that I can remember having that kind of depth to it. There's ones where I like the art, and a lot of times that's just related to the prettiness of it, and you think that's good storytelling and et cetera, et cetera. But I can't remember one that I thought was so subtle and able to convey that well. You know, 40 years ago when you're printing on basically toilet paper, I don't think even the printing process would have been able to express subtlety like that. But nowadays it really does, and it's really good. It also has what I like about like the best parts of Burn Notice. I always liked when there was, now I wouldn't know if it was real or not real, but at least when there was plausible spy craft. And when there would be the Michael Weston voiceover about this is why I spied us, blah, blah, blah. This is, pull this wire out, and if you wrap it around, you can make a magnet and, you know, whatever silly thing he was doing. Or even thinking back to that first Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movie where he was holed up somewhere and he crushed up a light bulb right outside the door so he could hear someone crunching if they walked up. You know, I just like the little bits like that. And Velvet is loaded with those kinds of things. You know, the sort of thing somebody in the field does when, you know, they've got 10 seconds to act and that's what they do. And I really enjoy it. It's got, you know, a lot of the kind of spy on the run tropes and, you know, the working of the network, you know, back up against a wall type situation. And I really enjoy it. And I just like everything about this series. I like the writing. I like the dialogue. I like the art. I like the characters. I like the story. So this is really, I mean, this is the highest recommendation from me. The first trade is just out. The first five issues are collected into it. So if you're a trade waiter or you don't like to collect individual floppies, this is a good time to pick up the trade. And, it is just well worth it. I would urge anyone who likes spy stuff or comic stuff or any of that to just give this a shot because it is a fantastic book. So that is my recommendation, Velvet from Image Comics by Ed Brubaker and Steve Epting. So thank you very much for listening. You can send me feedback to dave@evilgeniuschronicles.org and listen to all the other great shows on the Reader Feed. This has been Pull Box Picks. I'm going to go to the